Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation continues to attack American households and remain close to a 40-year high. The Labor Department on Tuesday reported its consumer price index rose to 8.3% in August from the same month a year ago. The CPI measures what consumers pay for goods and services. The Department of Justice, in a filing Monday, indicated it would accept a special master candidate, Judge Raymond Deary, proposed by President Trump's legal team. The Reagan-appointed Deary has served as a federal judge in New York since 1980 and now serves as a senior judge on the circuit after retiring in 2011. Former federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox News.
This case presents so many complex and interesting, you know, twists and turns, things we've never really seen before. It's an effort in transparency, and I think this judge is trying to do that, and that's something that I think the nation is screaming for, because the transparency wasn't there when they executed the warrant, when they secured the warrant, when they went through Mar-a-Lago, and the transparency that I think we're all looking for is what were they doing when they were in there? Why did they get there to begin with? And did they follow the parameters of that search warrant?
Vice President and border guru Kamala Harris on NBC News says the border is secure.
We have a secure border, in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
Former Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan on Newsmax calls out Harris as a liar.
No, Rob, look, it's a blatant lie. And let's be clear. The only time she has come near the southwest border, she didn't leave the confines of an air-conditioned hangar.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
With only 3 months left in the year, the virtually partisan House January 6th committee is eyeing a close to its work and a final report laying out its findings about that day. Lawmakers say there is more to come. The 9-member panel, 7 Democrats, and 2 Republicans chosen by Speaker Nancy Pelosi and not by the minority leader. Ukraine has recaptured more than 6,000 square kilometers, or 2,300 square miles, of Russian-occupied territory. President Zelensky said in his nightly address, "From the beginning of September until today, our soldiers have already liberated more than 6,000 square kilometers of territory of Ukraine, in the east and in the south. The movement of our troops continues." End quote. President Biden is getting behind something everyone can agree on. Cancer.
President Biden is highlighting the ongoing fight against cancer. Biden traveling to the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston on the 60th anniversary of JFK's famous moonshot speech. The president renewing his pledge to end cancer as we know it.
Cancer does not discriminate red and blue. It doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Beating cancer is something we can do together.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for being there. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there, along with, the exclusive archive of all these great guests that are available to you for download absolutely free. We're not looking for any money, you know, no subscription. Nobody's going to be hounding you. It's there. I mean, this idea that we're able to compile this knowledge and bring it to you, it's a partnership. A partnership with these great experts and authors, brilliant people who are whose primary interest, I believe, for the most part, is the truth. And as you've heard me say over and over again, and what really sparked this was a local pastor here in Port St. Lucie, Florida, had mentioned the other day in his sermon in illustrating the importance of unity. And when he said this, I said, whoa, that's something that we need to revisit here, because we're talking as a country because of the disunity that we need to be united. Well, that's really not the higher calling, because what will happen, I mean, you think about it. You can want to go along to get along, and for the sake of unity, okay, so you're united. But what happens if you're united for all the wrong cause and all the wrong reasons? This is why the truth matters, and that is the higher calling. If we're reaching for the truth, and that is our pursuit, and we gain unity with those that we gain unity based on the truth, it's much more powerful. And it's much more advantageous as opposed to just being unified for unity's sake. I mean, because look at here we are, in a sense, I mean, case in point, I'm sorry if this bothers you, but it's one of those things that I think sticks in the craw of a majority of Americans today, is you look into what happened in 2020. And for the sake of unity, people just say, okay, I'm not going to say anything. You know, nobody wants to talk about it. So we're just going to because we want to be united. But we don't know the truth. Okay, because every once in a while, it's going to come back. It's like that hard drive in a computer. Every time it hits that bad spot in the memory disk, it kind of spins out of control. And this is where we are right now, is that every time the subject of a legitimate election. And as I said, it's interesting. I find it quite ironic, especially Democrats, for all the hoopla they went over regarding Donald Trump. You know, Adam Schiff, boy, he was convinced Donald Trump was going to be, he was going to be put in shackles, and he's going to be carried away. He was going to be perp walked right out of the White House, out of the Oval Office, and he was going to be standing on the side with a big smile on his face, he and Nadler and the rest of them, and the rest of these Democrats, because sure enough, they were convinced, even though they had to believe. I mean, how delusional that they couldn't believe that dossier was made up. But they bought into it whole cloth without any connection of intelligence. But yet we're told, Nancy Pelosi, these are brilliant people. You know, they're really smart people. They know better, do they? How smart are they that they bought into this ridiculous Oppo research that was manufactured by the Democratic Party, by Hillary Clinton? And what did it do to our country for 4 years? It gave the Democrats and those that supported that ideology and the hatred of Donald Trump the impetus to resist. And here we were. We were on the verge of really doing, I mean, we did some record things as a country under the leadership of Donald Trump. And can you imagine how much better it would have been had there been, you know, had the Democrats were really looking out for their people and not out of their own self-interest, because they were going to pitch a fit because they weren't in power and they weren't in control. It wasn't their man in the White House or their woman in the White House. And they had convinced themselves that they were cheated out of the presidency. And they knew. They knew Hillary Clinton was a flawed candidate to begin with. But, you know, they had to blue pill themselves. They went and took, you know, the full drink down to its very dregs and just caused themselves to run into wholesale disillusionment and convince themselves that this bogus dossier was incriminating and invalidated a duly elected president. And we end up spending, you know, they say 30, I think it's closer to 70, I really insist, it's closer to $70 million. And not even, all, you're not even counting the additional losses that took place because of the waste of time and manpower and how it took our eye off the ball that we had, you know, 50% of the country, well, even the leadership that was so invested in the invalidation of Donald Trump. And what did they do for the American people? How did they serve them? Oh, no, hey, we're going to delegitimize this guy. And so here it is, comes 2020, and the question comes up, and the evidence that has a majority of Americans scratching their heads and go, what the heck happened? We think something's fit. We can't put our finger on it. We don't have exactly the concrete information. We've got a lot of smoke there. We haven't quite gotten to the fire, even though 2,000 meals from Dinesh D'Souza is pretty convincing. But even still, it's like, okay, unless we can get somebody to fess up within the inner circle that orchestrated this whole deal. Because you got to understand, there was a central hub to be able to affect what happened, to keep us all from not knowing what Joe Biden was about, to bunker him down. And, you know, and it just didn't seem, it didn't seem to make sense. Donald Trump's campaigns were out there, thousands of people, standing room only. People couldn't even get into the building because they were so packed. Everywhere he went, this way, rain, snow, whatever, it didn't matter. People were coming out, they were supporting Donald Trump. Joe Biden, if you remember, you know, he's lucky to get a dozen people. There's chairs empty. He's sitting there talking to himself. So they bunker the guy. Because even when they had him out there, you know, they're going, my goodness, you know, we got to hold this guy up. Whatever it takes, medication, I don't know. You know, we have got to limit his exposure as best they can. And Chris Wallace and the rest of these moderators and what happened in the debates, they added to the cover-up of Joe Biden's inability. And they gave him an escape hatch so that he could not be fully exposed. And, you know, I think understandably Donald Trump was a bit frustrated and got ahead of his skis. And probably if he had it to do over again. But when you're limited at the number of shots that you get, you got to make them count. And nobody is perfect. But he got no help, and he wasn't going to get any help from the mainstream media, from social media, anybody else to, you know, question what happened with Hunter Biden. What kind of track record did Joe Biden have when it came to foreign policy? Remember that debate? We got to cancel that. We can't talk about that. Well, that saved his bacon on that one, too. All because of COVID. COVID was the cover for everything. And all the shenanigans that they got away with. But God forbid that we just say, well, you know, Like I tell you time and again, people ask me, well, Bill, don't you believe it was legitimate? I say, I don't know. I don't know. I am not convinced. Forgive me. And I don't think you're convinced either. Anyway, we've got more coming up. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See OpenRoadLending.com for details.
Elizabeth II has died after 70 years on the British throne. She was to so many people emblematic of tradition and the British inheritance. We were scheduled to be talking with Dr. Bruce Gilley, the professor of political science and public policy at Portland State University, who has written about the history of British imperialism and one of its last defenders, Sir Alan Burns. In his latest book, In Defense of German Colonialism, he dethrones the revisionist historians, showing how European colonialism was actually a force for good. Unless you know history, see, this is This is the challenge and the threat that we have under our current democracy, and why, you know, the 1619 Project and Black Lives Matter and how they're trying to rewrite our history, and why we have to hold it so dear, because so much gets lost in the process that's injurious, in much the same way as, you know, Dr. Gilley writes in Defense of German Colonialism. And when you see this title and all that you have in terms of perception of Germany, you may resist the title. But when you look into what he's bringing back, and this is a recount of the truth, going back to what we talked about earlier, right? The truth matters. And I know sometimes, you know, people say that so casually, well, the truth matters. Well, what kind of truth? The true truth or just your truth? No, there's only one truth. This idea that truth is relative is dangerous. See, that's all, you know, that's all gobbledygook. And to confuse the issue, because it's all about winning an argument. And, you know, we're not here to win an argument. I mean, if that's what it's all about, I mean, we do a different radio show altogether. That's not what it's all about. What this radio show is about is pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, so that you'd be better off as a result of being exposed to it. And not that you would just accept it on face value, but that you would do something that our current culture is resisting, and that is that we would involve some critical thinking, that we would ask questions, that we wouldn't be, you know, victimized or even fall victim to the symbols or the examples of modern day science that doesn't want to ask questions, not allowed to ask questions. They're not allowed to be inquisitive, because what happens is that they rely on money, and the government is using our money to get an outcome, to have an outcome reported that supports their policies. This is how this green agenda came about. This is how climate change has all come about. You can't even, I mean, you know, think about it for a moment. The billions and billions of dollars that have been spent all in the name of green energy for what? To prove a theory. You know, we don't want to let the free market exercise that. No, we're going to have a government do that, because if the government does it, then, you know, they can control the narrative and they can control us and they can limit our freedoms, because a free people is not, it's not compatible with a totalitarian state, a one party state, a uniparty state, a one world government. See, and this movement has been going on for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just, you know, America has got to wake up. You know, Joe Biden, just because he talks about the Constitution, because, you know, that seems like the right thing to talk about. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to show you, you know, it's all sleight of hand. Nothing up my sleeves. You know, so I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to talk to you about the Constitution. You're not honest. If somebody says, I'm going to be honest with you, boy, if that doesn't raise the red flag for you right away, I don't know what else you need to know. Because if somebody's honest, you don't have to tell me you're honest. I know you're honest. There's no doubt. But what do we hear time and again from this administration? Honestly, you know, I'm telling you the truth. No, you're not. I'm telling you the truth. The border is closed. Oh, no, we got millions of people coming across the border. We have hundreds of people dying. Dying on their way to America, dying in America because of the exposure. They can't, you know, getting caught up in the torrents there and in the Rio Grande and other areas. Cartels taking advantage of them. Cartels, I mean, this is a windfall profit for the cartels. It's estimated that this administration has delivered over $13 billion in windfall profit to the cartels. Think about that. You know, here we are. Supposedly, you know, the light to a dark world. We're supposed to be, you know, the moral example to the world. And here we are allowing our country to be taken advantage of at people's expense. We're endangering our own people. Our borders are wide open. Cartels making billions of dollars. Fentanyl coming across pell-mell, killing our kids. And we have an administration that could care less. And the reason I say they could care less is because look at what's happening. The border's not closed. People are still coming through. And even the Border Patrol says there are terrorists, known terrorists. And we're not talking about these supposed, you know, ghost terrorists, these fascist terrorists that the Biden administration is making up in their mind. We're talking real terrorists that want to do us harm. And remember, 9/11, a couple days ago, 21st anniversary, what are we talking about? A little more than a dozen terrorists did an incredible amount of damage. And dare I say, you know, with our open borders, we got way past that number. Hundreds, maybe thousands for all we know. And guess what? They're going to be empowered mentally and psychologically because we've got a president that says half of the country are a bunch of Nazis. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that is scary stuff. Coming from the president of the United States who says he wants to unite people. Okay, he wants to unite people under an idea that people aren't buying into. Under the, you know, Green Deal. Going back, you know, going back into the primaries of, as we were talking about it and debating this issue in 2019, even amongst Democrats, where the liberal arm of the party lies, even amongst their own kind, only about a third of them said, okay, there's some validity here in the Green Deal. Only a third. Now, Joe Biden, surprisingly, gets elected. 80 million people. 80 million people, supposedly. And for Joe Biden and the Democrats and progressives, AOC, the rest of them, they believe that's a mandate. That the people have spoken and said, yeah, we want to do away with fossil fuels. We want to starve to death. We want to freeze to death. We want to be reliant on the world. We do not want America to be self-sustaining, self-responsible. We want to subordinate our lives to an outside force like the World Economic Forum. That was their read of all this. And yet, look what's happening. The polling spits in the face of that idea that Joe Biden and the Democrats think that they're riding on. And unless they do some really crazy shenanigans, and I mean serious shenanigans even more so than 2020, they should lose power altogether, both the Senate and the House. They're not worthy of it for what they've done to the American people. And I'm telling you, a brutal winter is ahead. We cannot get them out fast enough and get control of our government fast enough because of what they've done and who they've put at risk. You thought COVID was bad? I'm telling you. They've dealt with the energy sector and how vulnerable they've left us and how there will be everyday Americans, forgotten men and women, retired Americans who've worked hard all their lives and have counted on a government to do the right thing, they're basically treating them as disposable agents in much the same way as they did in COVID. Too bad, you know, you don't have the oil to heat your home and you're frozen to death. And sorry, I guess maybe sorry if you're lucky. Oh, those are, you know, that's just the cost of democracy, they will say. But, you know, if we had the Green Deal, we were there, we wouldn't have to be reliant. So they're going to use this to spin it as a case in point of what the new Green Deal, how it could have saved millions of people when it was their policies that actually did the damage.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Primary elections today in New Hampshire's key Senate race. Maggie Hassan, a Democrat, is up for re-election after narrowly winning the seat in 2016. She'll face whoever emerges from the Republican Party today. In Rhode Island, there's a crowded field of Democrats seeking to fill the House seat being vacated by Democrat Representative Jim Langevin, who is retiring. Delaware's Republican Party formerly backed Lee Murphy in the race for the state's only House seat. Mr. Murphy faces a rematch in November with Democrat Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester. Inflation continues to bog down American households and remain close to a 40-year high. The Labor Department on Tuesday reported its consumer price index rose to 8.3% in August from the same month a year ago. The CPI measures what consumers pay for goods and services. Today is Computer Programmers Day, always celebrated on the 256th day of the year. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Dr. Syed Haider is with us. He's the internal medicine-trained hospital doctor. Going to be talking about the damage caused to public health from the censorship of scientists and doctors who were sounding the alarm all along regarding COVID. He notes that nothing is more frustrating, can you imagine, than wanting to help people? You've taken a Hippocratic oath to do no harm, right? And, I mean, look at the wiring, if you can appreciate this. I mean, we're all wired for certain sensitivities and certain designs. And I've done a lot of study about this, you know, in people's happiness. And my discovery has been is that when people are round pegs in round holes, and by that I mean when they are doing things that complement their wiring and what God's purpose for them, they're most happiest. Okay, and if you want to frustrate people, have them doing something that they're not wired to do. But doctors and, you know, first responders and others, law enforcement, you know, special, I see these as special people that are so foundational to the existence of our culture and our communities. And when they are handcuffed and kept from doing what they know is right, I mean, that would frustrate any one of us. And Dr. Syed Haider joins us now. Doctor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's really a pleasure. Yeah, thanks for that intro and the setup there. I think is really important what you were saying. And unfortunately, the way I see things going, you know, it's just getting worse and worse. I mean, I've had so many medical board complaints, you know, in the last year when in the previous 10 years before COVID, I had never had a single medical board complaint, and all about ivermectin. And many of them very, you know, you know, just very flimsy complaints. I mean, they never would have shown up before COVID. But you know,
and they don't want to hear that ivermectin works, right? Because they've already determined that it can't work or not supposed to work for God only knows whatever reason. And we've been conditioned.
It's an important point, actually. This is
okay,
a great point, because it's not up to them to decide whether it works, right? That is the decision of a doctor to make, right? That's why I have an MD. That's why
a doctor, and how about a patient, Dr. Syed, you know, who says, I'm on death's door, and all of a sudden I take the prescription, I listen to my doctor, informed consent, and I'm alive when I was told moments ago I was going to die.
Yeah, absolutely. So people have had this experience, and you know, and not to mention that there are literally thousands of studies showing that it works. I mean, you can't even make the argument that there's not research for it. There's tons of research on ivermectin, more than for anything else that's being used for COVID, way more than we have for Paxlovid or Remdesivir, you know, and the research we have for those is, you know, it's very, very poor. And, you know, it's very, very negative, actually, for Remdesivir, you know, which has actually been approved for use. Most studies show it has a negative effect. It's actually harmful.
Exactly.
Only the manufacturer study, you know, showed that it may have been minimally effective. Even the WHO, you know, didn't recommend Remdesivir, right? And the FDA went ahead and approved it. So, I mean, the research is there, but, you know, the basic thing I want to get to is that doctors have the right to prescribe off-label, right? It doesn't have to be approved for an indication. It doesn't have to be proven for an indication, right? So ivermectin itself, what's so silly is that we prescribe it for scabies off-label. It's not on-label for scabies, and yet the FDA is perfectly fine with that. It's so safe that if a single case of scabies breaks out in a nursing home, they'll give it to every single patient in the nursing home in America, okay?
Right.
This is something we do here. If somebody comes from Africa, we give everyone ivermectin, whether or not they have an illness. We don't check them for anything. We just give everyone, flat out, ivermectin. And so it's incredibly safe. It should be over-the-counter, right? It should be up to a patient to decide if they want to use it. And I think in one state, it's actually been, you know, they're trying to make it over-the-counter now. Most countries, it is over-the-counter. And why? Because it's safer than most over-the-counter drugs that we have right now. It's safer than Tylenol and aspirin. I mean, the adverse event rate is so incredibly low. And so what this is building up to is taking autonomy away from physicians step by step. So in California, there's a bill, you know, that was sent to the governor's desk to sign. It's basically going to, if a physician says the wrong thing about COVID or the vaccines or ivermectin or whatever, they're liable to lose their license. They'll be brought up before the medical board, and they could lose their license. If you lose your license in California and you have a license in another state, that gets reported to the other state, and your license is endangered there as well. But this is just one step along the road. Eventually, the trend lines are headed towards AI, okay? Artificial intelligence is going to enter healthcare, and it's going to take over from humans. And the problem is the AI is going to be trained on faulty information, okay? And even if the information is correct, it'll still be possible to override it, right, by the FDA or the CDC, right? Okay, the data shows this is not safe, but we decree that it's safe, okay? And so the AI is going to be faulty out of the gate. You're not going to have, you know, it's not going to be trained on proper data, right? Because they're going to throw out a bunch of good studies, right? Like, imagine you train an AI in ivermectin. You just tell it what to say, right? You tell it, okay, ivermectin's not safe.
Right.
You tell it vaccines are safe. You know, you just override, even if it figures out that they're not safe, you'll override that. It's a level, you know, this is government by fiat. It's, you know, medicine by fiat. It's, you know, we're just going to decree that this is how medicine should be done. That's the direction we're headed in.
And forget their batting average and how many people they've killed along the way. You brought up Remdesivir, and there are groups around the country, Doc, that are meeting and talking and sharing their experience, and it's not positive when it comes to Remdesivir. That they find that this was some... go ahead and enlighten us and tell us your findings on Remdesivir and how dangerous this is.
So Remdesivir, you know, it's a very dangerous drug. It causes kidney failure. It causes multi-organ failure. And the problem is that, you know, unless you run a proper study, you know, a doctor who's giving it in a hospital on the front line, you know, they think that it works. They think that it's, you know, it should be used. The FDA told them that it works and it's beneficial. When they see the organ failure, they're going to think, oh, well, that was just COVID, you know, and they're not going to think that this was remdesivir that killed the person, right? And that's how most of the doctors, I'll tell you, the doctors who are prescribing it, that's their thought process. The FDA said it's good. That means that, you know, whether or not this patient dies, you know, it's not due to the remdesivir. It's due to the, you know, the infection, the underlying infection. But the studies have shown, right, that it's not actually helpful for COVID. So if somebody's dying from it, you know, you just shouldn't be on it because there's no benefit to be had. And if anything, there's like a negative benefit, right? There's a negative efficacy where you're actually harming the person. You're actually making it harder for them to recover from COVID because you're, you know, you're creating this like backdraft. You're pulling them back. You know, you're giving them a kidney failure when they wouldn't, may not have had one anyway, right, from the COVID. It
exactly.
It doesn't cause kidney failure, right? So some of these organ failures, they don't usually happen with a COVID infection, and you're getting them on the remdesivir patients. But I think the thing we really need to talk about the most is, right now is the vaccines, because we're not, you know, the remdesivir, the COVID itself is not that bad anymore. Like, people aren't ending up in the ICU in droves anymore, right? You know, a few people always will get very sick from any infection. But nowadays, the vast majority of people, you know, Omicron is a very mild infection. In the future, variants will hopefully also be very mild. You know, it's going to turn into more of a common cold than anything else. And so the vaccines are really where we're shooting ourselves in the foot right now, because there's data showing not only in the vaccine adverse events reporting system, like we can see there's a very strong signal. People die in the first week or two after a vaccine shot. But there's another signal that happens 5 months after a vaccine that doesn't show up in bears because it's harder to make the connection. So people don't, you know, think that was the vaccine that killed somebody when, you know, there's a delay of 5 months. But we're seeing the data now coming out of England, Europe. We're seeing it. There was a Social Security Administration whistleblower who released data showing all of these data sets are agreeing. And also insurance industry data. All these data sets show a spike in death. When there's a spike in vaccination, there's a spike in unknown, like, reason for death, right? 5 months after a spike in vaccination rates. So when you have a sudden increase in vaccination rates in a country, 5 months later, you have a sudden increase in deaths of unknown cause, okay? Or deaths unrelated to COVID, or deaths that, like, we don't know why this person died, okay? So there are these sudden deaths, and there's also increases in other deaths, right? Like cardiac deaths.
Dr. Heider, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. Heider.
Absolutely. Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy?
One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Don't lose hope and keep asking questions. See, this is what torments the elites and those that want to be controlling and take away our self-responsibility. Our founding fathers understood that there's no way, you know, a select group of representatives could have the same power and effects as individual responsibility. Well, we're grateful for Dr. Syed Haider, who is with us right now, to talk about, you know, how the vaccine has injured, and it's all the result of this information war that has been, you know, politically motivated at the expense of the health of not only Americans, but people around the world, right, Dr. Haider?
Yeah, absolutely. Like we were talking about, you know, in the break, I really think the main problem right now is that we don't have a free marketplace of ideas in the United States anymore, and especially in the medical space. These big social media companies have basically, you know, they have hijacked our town square, right? So they are saying that since we have, you know, since we're a private company, you know, we can police your speech since you're, you know, communicating on our platform. But it's kind of like saying, you know, my living room is big enough to hold like 300 million people. Well, if you have a living room that big, it's basically the whole United States, okay? You can't call it like your private living room anymore. It is a public square by default, okay? So Twitter, Facebook, these are by default the public square now, right? And at least online, right? And so we need to have different laws around that, a different understanding of what freedom of speech means online. You can't have a company that controls the speech of billions of people policing their speech and still say you have freedom of speech in the United States of America. That's not true, okay? We don't have freedom of speech anymore because so much of our speech happens online and so much of it is severely restricted. And it's, you know, and it's actually illegal the way that they're doing it because the government's leaning on Facebook and, you know, Twitter and all these other companies to police speech. The government, that's illegal for our government to do. Our government cannot lean on private companies telling them to police speech in any way at all, right? So that on its face is illegal, but just the fact that the private companies themselves are, you know, pretending that they have the right to police free, you know, free speech on their platforms, I think that should be outlawed also, right? We need to close off all the avenues of, you know, policing free speech. When you police free speech, the problem is that you are automatically elevating certain ideas. Who gets to choose who is right?
Exactly.
Right? And how do we trust that they're going to get it right? They never get it right. You know, when you have this top-down control, it's always liable, you know, it's always going to be overtaken and liable to special interests, you know? So we certainly, I think anyone with open eyes can realize that our government has been overtaken by special interest groups and corporations. These are the people who are actually in charge, and they're the ones who are deciding what speech is correct and what speech is not, and it usually benefits them.
Well, and you would think by now, Dr. Hyder, that they would realize that there's not an algorithm that is set for perfection. You know, I mean, it's quite arrogant to think that they can come up with a scientific equation or algorithm to protect free speech.
Yeah, I mean, you can't make it algorithmic, right? I think that's true. You know, there's some speech that, you know, even historically we would, you know, try to restrict in the public square. You know, somebody, you know, in the crowded theater yells fire, doesn't fall under the rubric of free speech. Or somebody is threatening to kill somebody else, right? This is not something. So there are certain types of speech which are considered illegal, and maybe you could try to algorithmically, you know, decide on that. But at the end of the day, like, it requires a human being to really make pass judgment on speech. And I think, like, we need to, you know, we need to hold these social media companies accountable, right? Because they've turned into publishing platforms. They're deciding what gets published on their websites. And I don't think that's the ideal way to do it. I think we should just remove the ability for them to police speech at all. And maybe, like, give it to, like, a government or something. You know, maybe you have the police or something, you know, looking out for, you know, illegal speech on these platforms or something. But you need to take it out of the, you know, it's not the purview of these private companies to police speech, okay? It's the purview of the police.
I'm not confident. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not confident in the government being, and maybe the government is there to, you know, whether it's the FCC or some other government bureaucracy that determines, you know, the basic rules of operation and, you know, what levels the playing field, what is going to, you know, what kind of speech is going to be, you know, scrutinized. Like you said, you know, screaming fire in a, you know, in a movie theater, you know, things like that, you know, pornography, whatever it is that you want to socially engineer responsibly and in a limited sort of way. And the rest of it is, look at you go and you let the free market adjudicate these things. If somebody has said something incorrect and, you know, they're subject to a lawsuit, then let it be. It will govern itself and rise to its level of excellence if it's allowed to do that. But when you get government interference, then you always have these government unintended consequences that end up murking up the waters.
The other thing, I think we need to allow different states to just do what they want, right? And this is also kind of a free marketplace where if one state gets it right, then people will prefer to live there and they'll prefer to, you know, conduct their speech in that state. And so we need this competition in order to determine what is the best outcome, right? Because we oftentimes don't know. That's what the free market is for. That's what the invisible hand of Adam Smith is for. It's for helping us figure out what is the winning outcome? What's the thing that, you know, helps people feel happy and works the best, right? We can't figure it out the way the Soviets used to do it, right? Like, we're not communists, and hopefully we don't turn into them, although it seems to be headed in that direction. You know, we're not America wasn't built this way, where somebody sitting in a dark room somewhere gets to decide for everyone else the way things are going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah, why do we want to limit the brain trust? I mean, you got 330 million people estimated here in America. I mean, the collective brain trust of 330 million versus a few number of people, a couple hundred people by comparison. I mean, it's like, wow, we just really short-circuit the opportunity, don't we? And our own understanding and knowledge.
Yeah, definitely. So what we are doing is we're choosing to benefit a small, you know, number of people who are making the decisions. They will always be biased to make decisions that benefit them over, what's going to benefit the majority of people. You know, this is the problem with special interest groups and allowing them to control policy. And that's what we've done. We've allowed special interests to control policy. And so I think we need to have a national conversation on how we need to fix our country after seeing what we went through during COVID. We should certainly never let that happen again, right? Like, they instituted lockdowns and they instituted, masking and social distancing, all these things that, were scientifically baseless, right? I mean, they had no basis in science, but they certainly benefited, Amazon and Facebook and Google and all these, billionaires got far, far richer while everyone else went out of business. Small mom and pop shops all went bankrupt. And so, unfortunately, I don't think we've had that conversation. We've gone through a traumatic phase, and people don't realize that it's probably going to happen again, right? Whether it's climate lockdowns or a monkeypox lockdown or another COVID lockdown, this thing is not over yet, okay?
Yeah, the stage has been set, no doubt. Exactly. Right, right. Well, those that are so lustful for power and control, wow, they just were totally elated by the response. So any theory and question of how people would respond, we demonstrated to them, based on COVID, how we the people would respond to these types of draconian measures, right?
Yeah, and the one that I left out was, forced vaccination, obviously. This is probably one of the worst. I mean, it's also causing a lot of harm. And, and again, like you were saying, forcing people to use certain protocols in a hospital, right? Like doctors are basically forced to use remdesivir and forced not to use ivermectin. And so there's a lot of dangers to what we've allowed our government to do and the power we've allowed it to take, and we haven't wrested it back from the government, and we really need to. We really need to grab that power and take it back from the government, and the only way we can do this is if we kind of set aside our differences and, decide that these are the priorities as basically human beings, right? We need to prioritize certain things. We need to prioritize our freedom. And our freedom of speech and our autonomy, our ability to choose what goes into our own bodies and our ability to choose, what we accept, and our freedom to mingle with other people, our freedom of religion, our freedom to go to the church on Sunday, our freedom to go outside of our house when we want to, our freedom to meet other people, I mean, people can be given some information that like this might be dangerous, that might be dangerous, choose for yourself, we are. Otherwise, we're becoming enslaved. We're slowly becoming more and more enslaved as more and more choices are taken away from us. This is what people don't realize. This is a creeping, back of slavery, right? Like bit by bit. Whatever you want to call it, whether it's slavery or, some other word, but you need to understand what it is in actuality, right? When you lose freedom of choice, you become a little bit more enslaved, right? The more you get access, the more you're enslaved. So we're losing more and more freedom. And that translates into more and more slavery.
Yeah, and the movement, to your point, Dr. Syed, is that we are, as a nation, moving more in the way of to the advantage of socialism and the advantage of loss of liberty, to your point. And it's going to take the American people to come together really against this powerful force. Thank you so much for
your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles. Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history: physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The final phase of